Strauss Naturals, located in Kamloops, British Columbia. Producer of Strauss Hard Crops, a 300-year-old family formula. This eighth generation has a unique method for aging garlic using European mistletoe and many other healthy heart, artery, and circulation ingredients. Many have tried to copy, none have been able to duplicate this passionate family formula. Handed down generation to generation ingredients from the Strauss family of herbalists. Contact Dr. Krupa about putting Strauss Heart Drops in your healthy future. DocKrupa.com or call 832-220-6163.
Worried about where your next meal will come from if the power is out for an extended period of time? I'd like to suggest Numana Foods, a family-owned business with a passion for food quality and taste, as well as long-term storage reliability. Numana.com. Check them out for your family's health and security. Food so good tasting and good for you, it can be eaten every day. Standard buckets are GMO-free, contain no aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, autolyzed yeast extract, chemical preservatives, or soy. You can be confident your Numana meals will be there for you and your family when you need them during an emergency. Numana.com, a nutritionally healthy way to prepare for any disaster. That's Numana.com. Numana.com. Can you see daylight through your ceiling and you don't have a skylight? When it rains, do you worry that you'll have enough buckets? You might want to call Callen Roofing at 281-391-8257 before it's too late. Family owned and operated, only the work you need done gets done by people you can trust. They also build storage buildings, home additions, garages, and fences. Quality so good, it's like having a home improvement company in the family. Check them out on Facebook at Callen Roofing Incorporated Home Improvement Services. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257 for all your home improvement needs. Serving Houston and the surrounding communities. They have taken care of my family and patients' home improvement needs for years. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257.
This morning with the sundown shining in, I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Alrighty, welcome to Dr. Krupa's Natural Health Hours. I am your host of the show here, and I am Dr. Krupa. It is November 20th. Wow, it's almost time for Turkey Day and family and football and all that stuff, if you do all that. We got the full team, it looks like. I see Steve. He's on morning time at this moment in the chat room. Susan, I believe, is there. We've got Alan out there somewhere in Fredericksburg. Can I have a little fluoride with my water, Texas, please? And I'm here outside of Houston, but you can't tell that, in Cypress, Texas. But we do share 290. 290 runs all the way from where I'm at to where Alan and Susan and Steve are at. So welcome, everybody. Whatever condition your condition was in, we hope to make it a little better, have some fun, entertain you, educate. And we got a brand new sponsor tonight, Alan, and he is going to be, I said the company is Strauss Naturals, and Wayne Elliott has been with them for, I think, over 20 years. He is going to be joining us here at about 10 minutes after the hour. And he's got all kinds of great stories and testimonials about his products. Now, any of you guys that have listened to the show for very long, you know we're very particular about sponsors and products, because everybody's got a cure-all on Facebook and the Internet and the radio. And too many people are paid to tell you lies. Well, one of the things that we look at is what kind of products, where it comes from. Do they have synthetic fertilizers? Do they use pesticides? And we're pretty particular. So I think it's going to be fun to have them as a sponsor. There's a few companies out there that have tried to mimic them, and I've looked into some of their ingredients and questioned them, and nobody's quite telling you if it's organic, if it's really natural, if they use pesticides or synthetic fertilizers, and that bothers me. I can't put my name behind something that I don't take. And speaking of that, I am taking some of the Strauss Heart Drops as we speak. They have one, Alan, it's called the Original, and then they have another one that's got cinnamon flavor. And cinnamon serves a lot of wonderful things. Plus, it tastes a lot better with the cinnamon. Is there anything going on out there in your world, Alan, besides fluoride in every faucet?
Well, the rut is in very nice. It's nice fun seeing all these bucks running around chasing does and doing what nature invented hormones for and all that good stuff. No, other than that, I've just been kind of running around the ranch, fixing things, doing this, doing that, cracking pecans, eating a lot of pecans, giving away a lot of pecans.
I love pecans.
I do get puzzled. If I could, Doc, just one thing. I was watching television. This really kind of puzzles me. This is on RT, and they were interviewing this question mark woman, and she was listed as a conceptual and data artist. And she was a self-proclaimed radical feminist, and she had canceled a speech somewhere in England because the LGBT plus community said something about her being a freak, had some kind of a phobia about the freaks that were the LGBT plus whatever community. And is there like a, I wonder if there's, is there like a Bachelor of Arts in this somewhere in some college, is conceptual, to become a conceptual and data artist? I mean, folks, we're in a lot of trouble in this world. This is what is, just, I mean, I can't even believe that this is even.
I say we give them all their own island and don't worry about it. It'll take care of itself. I mean, it's gone crazy. Or maybe crazy got passed a few hundred miles ago. I don't know.
She's probably making a whole lot of money being a conceptual and data artist.
I can't even imagine what she does. I mean, do you have any real idea? Did they go into any specifics?
No, she's just kind of a butch-looking chick, you know, and was a proclaimed radical feminist, but they called her a conceptual and data artist. I don't know. There's got to be, I guess, a degree at some big college that you pay really, really a lot of money to go to get really smart.
Well, maybe our tech guy, Steve, knows about the data artist. Maybe that's some new thing in the computer technical
world. It's kind of like
that
OPCW, you know, the Organization on Proliferation of Chemical Warfare. Prohibition of Chemical Warfare came out, and they said about the gassing over there in Syria. You know, that Assad gassed his own people. Just as he was coming over and everything was getting good, he gassed his own people for some reason.
Yeah.
Now it's come out that the report that was initially given was scientifically impoverished.
I love it. All right, well, we're getting closer to
I'm sorry.
Wayne will be calling in. That's kind of interesting, Alan. I missed that one, but I didn't get to watch a lot of the news channels. I usually skip through a few. This stuff with the impeachment has become so ridiculous and so stupid that they ought to hang all of them like they did after Nuremberg trials. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's so politically biased But what I noticed too, the little bits and pieces I caught on the news, is that a lot of the Republicans who are supposed to be different from the Democrats don't really have much to say. You're only hearing from like one or two people. And everybody that testified that they knew something heard it second, third, and fourth hand. There's been no actual person that could say, I was there, heard the conversation. So this is so ridiculous. The country...
That's why contact with the outer world a lot of times nowadays, Doc, really makes my head hurt.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we should have Wayne Elliott calling in just a moment or two, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're shooting for 6:10, and we're there 6:11. He's in Canada. We won't hold that against him. Somewhere up there by Niagara Falls, he said. And the Heart Drops is a fabulous, fabulous new product, and I am so impressed. I like it with the Cardio Plus. I have long time now been looking for a really good liquid herbal formula for the heart besides just Hawthorne. I had Hawthorne to go with the vitamin mineral, trace mineral, Cardio Plus package. And between Cardio Plus and now the Heart Drops, it's well covered. And while we're waiting on Wayne, I'll go into some of the ingredients in this Heart Drops. Like I said, the better tasting version is got cinnamon, and the reason it tastes better is there's garlic in the Heart Drops, and it's an aged garlic, which is a really neat thing. So that's something you don't see very often, and also, they've got European mistletoe. They've got white willow bark, which is where aspirin came from before they got in there and made aspirin a bad thing and chemically fixed it for the pharmaceutical companies. And Hawthorne is a very good thing for the heart. And these guys impressed me because they use the fruit, they use the leaf, and they use the Hawthorne flower. So that's pretty cool. And, Steve just said, that's just a silly title for a person that makes drawings and models for corporations. I love it. But it sounds really fancy.
So she makes models of dots and dashes and digits floating around in the air? Or what? I still can't really conceive it.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? and also in this product, they got bilberry, which is very good for your eyes and night vision. They have cayenne, which is good for circulation, and it's good for the especially numbness and tingling sometimes you get in your extremities. If you get cold hands and feet easy, that's a good thing for that. It's got motherwort, and I think that pretty well sums it up. So pretty good product, and I'm not sure where our guy is. He has not called in, but we have plenty of backup stuff. Steve said that's a QC for a computer model for kids' toys. I got it. Oh, Susan's in there, and she said fish water or clean water or fresh water Fred is going to have their recount on that fluoride in your city, Alan. So hopefully they're going to find out. Like, yeah, I watched that show on Stalin yesterday. And one of the things they had there, a quote from him, and you and I have talked about it before, he said voting.
I care not who votes.
Yeah, he said it doesn't matter who votes. There's our call. Let's pick him up.
It's who counts the votes.
Is that you, Wayne? Are you there, Wayne? Maybe we had a miscommunication there.
Hello, Abe.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll call right here. It is. Is that you? Nope. Let's see if we get him.
You got me.
Yeah, I think what he's doing is leaving us a message because it shows my line in use. I'm not sure if I can call him back on that. And I need to try to do what Steve has done before and is call out and add people to the call, like when I call you. That seems to work better on Skype, he said. I haven't tried that yet. So,
well, you have to hang up on me to get his call.
Yeah, well, we would if we did the old way where we had somebody call into that number we had. But where Steve explained it is you can go ahead and add them to the call. Like when I call you, you just add somebody to that call, and it picks everybody up at once. So let me, I'm going to, Alan, take the steering wheel for a minute, and I'm going to try to call him.
Okay. Yeah, well, I did see just recently that some groups were meeting in D.C. I can't remember who this was. I just wrote down their meeting in D.C. to fight human trafficking worldwide. I wrote down, God help us. See, what always happens when they join together to fight something like the war on poverty, the war on homelessness, the war on, you know, drug abuse, what is going to happen when they actually get together and unify to fight human trafficking? Folks, guard your children well. That's all I can say. It's I don't know, chastity belts might come back into vogue.
Hold on just a second, Alan. Are you there, Wayne?
Yes.
Okay, we got him, Alan. Thank you for grabbing the steering wheel for a minute. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Wayne Elliott. He is, and we'll have to forgive him. He's one of them on the Niagara side of the world up there in Canada. Probably speaks French. We don't know. But anyway, he has been with Strauss Naturals. He is working closely with Peter Strauss. And they have been responsible for doing a lot of great work, putting out a great product. And I have been lucky enough to get some samples for me and some samples to hand out to our patients. And so I'm doing some as we speak. Wayne was kind enough to send me some on the promo side. And the cinnamon definitely tastes better than the regular, but they're both very tolerable, great ingredients. So, Wayne, I see the company's been around 300 years. Please tell me you haven't.
No, I haven't. Not yet, Doc. I'm just in my 66.
Okay.
The Strauss family, Peter Strauss, is the eighth generation master herbalist and medicine man in the family. And his dad, Jim Sr., Jim Strauss, was my dear friend and teacher. And I learned everything that I know about nature and natural medicine and so forth. I know from him. Quite a unique man. Certainly the most profound experience of my life. Over the course of 6 years, Doc, Jim Sr. lived with me here in Ontario in Niagara region for a month at a time, I guess a dozen times. So we spent a full year living together here in my home and traveling, doing lectures. And then I took over doing the lectures and radio shows for him years ago. And I got in the business way back then. I was the Eastern Canadian distributor, which I finished probably 14 or 15 years ago. I've continued to do any radio shows and speak to anyone who will listen to me. Let me talk to them about heart disease, the Strauss heart drops, and clearing arteries and veins, and tell my own story and my parents. And just, I'm so grateful, Doc, the experience I had with thousands of people when I was in the business, and I'd have to say thousands since. I'm a businessman. I'm in the recycling business and scrapping ships and warships and batteries and scrap metal is what I've done most of my life. That's how I earn my living. This is just my passion and my payback for saving my life 20 years ago, 22 years ago, and changing my life forever. I was a lucky man the day I found the Strauss heart drops way back then. And, I guess the rest is history, Doc, but it's just my great pleasure to – I don't work or get paid by anyone to do with Strauss or the Strauss heart drops, and no longer a distributor for, I think it's almost 15 years, Doc. Now I haven't been involved. But I just love doing these radio shows with great people like you. And I do quite a few of them, really, overall, and it always makes my day. You know, as Jim told me years ago, to be any part of helping someone, even people you'll never meet and don't know, there's no feeling like it in the world. And once again, he never told me a thing that didn't turn out to be true, Doc. This was no exception.
Well, fabulous. And I've got a weird sound here. I'm not sure if my phone's doing that or I'm gonna hit this button, Wayne. If it dies, will you please call me right back?
Certainly. Hello?
I don't think Doc's there now, but I am.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Oh,
here we are.
There he is.
Good. Okay, well, my whole team is here tonight. We have Alan out there in Fredericksburg. He's on the other mic. And we have Steve and Susan in our chat room. They help us with everything. So there's four of us involved, and they've all done different things and experienced some good stuff. We were talking right before you came on. I have looked for a liquid formula similar to what I found with you guys at Strauss to go with my vitamin mineral trace mineral formula of Cardio Plus, and it's kind of like the Strauss family. This was Dr. Lee way back when he started his company, the Standard Process, and I just saw these two like a perfect marriage of addressing, because some people I meet need something very fast acting and the liquid gets into the system fast and bypasses the liver, so I love that. And what impressed me the most about the Strauss was, one, talking to you and your staff, Melissa and everybody, and Krista. Everybody's been so friendly and helpful. But when they were asked about results and time frames and all that crap that a lot of these other companies that have tried to mimic Strauss, instead of telling them the usual crap, like it'll make you walk on water and speak in foreign tongues and all that, they said, hey, everybody's different. And that's what, as a doctor, we tell everybody on the office and on the show for a long time, that everybody's different. And what works for you might not work for the next person. We may have to change dosage. We may have to do different things. And Alan and I come from a troubleshooting background. Steve is a technician and has a computer repair installation. He does anything in electronics, so he's got great troubleshooting. Susan is our webmaster, and she's involved in all kinds of things up in Austin also, so we try not to hold that against her. But
well, it's great to meet you all on the telephone, and I hope one day sooner than later we get to meet face-to-face. We're a long way from one another, Doc. You're way down there in Houston, Texas. I've been there. I think we're about, we're a long 3 days' drive apart, because I did that once to Brownsville, Texas. It took me 45 hours on the road, and I imagine it's quite a bit warmer where you are than where we are up here. We've already had a big snow dump, and it's not too bad right now. But anyway, to your point, Doc, that you were making, the Strauss heart drops go through, you wouldn't believe it, but an extensive, long process in their manufacture until there's a bottle on the shelf. And there's been many copycats over the years. They've even copied the ingredients, Doc, but they've all missed the one big factor that makes Strauss heart drops work the way they do. And, you know, I can tell you this back from, and I understand nothing has changed when I talk to my friend Peter Strauss, but back in the old days when I was involved, the returns we got from dissatisfied customers were so few, Doc, that they didn't even count.
Well,
in the manufacturing world, they expect some returns. Well, it was amazing how few returns. And, you know, we are different on your point. We're like snowflakes, Doc. There's no two of us identical. So we are different to start with. And the other two factors, in my opinion, Doc, with regards to how things work and how quickly, is age and condition, the condition that we're in. And but what I can tell you is this, that my... I'm so grateful for these experiences, and I can see so many faces when I look inside my mind in the past of people that didn't lose their other leg, that didn't lose any more toes, like my best friend Joe. He had five black toes when he moved into my house. He was 400 pounds, and he had everything wrong with him. The things that I've seen with these Strauss heart drops, so diabetics, you know, we say should take them every day for the rest of their lives. They don't need extra. They don't need maximum doses. But they do need that blood flow so as not to lose eyesight, toes, limbs. And people that have had clogged arteries like me and seems to run in my family, took some of us for sure, heart attack and stroke. Boy, oh boy, I wasn't well when I was 40. And at 65, if somebody was give me a football helmet, I'd be dumb enough to go out there and try and play again. And that is from the Strauss heart drops and other things that Jim taught me. I've always abused myself, Doc. I've worked too long. I smoked. I played football and beat myself up. I've ate too much. I'm a good weight now, but geez, when I quit playing football, I kept eating like I was still playing. And shot up to 260 pounds in my 30s, and no wonder I had an attack.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that a lot of people do not understand, and one of the reasons that my Cardio Plus and the heart drops from Strauss work so well is arteries and veins and capillaries, if they're not healthy, they start looking like raw ground beef on the inside.
Yeah.
And so everything sticks to them, and they try to make cholesterol the bad guy, but without cholesterol, as we get older, we get all these different brain problems, dementia, and all that stuff, and they blame it on cholesterol so they could sell cholesterol crap. But instead, and what I loved about Standard Process and looking at Strauss heart drops is you go back 300 years, everybody in that family was an herbalist. Peter talked about his father sending him out to get specific herbs until he got it right and had the flavor and the taste and the formula the way he wanted. And so Peter learned that way, probably an education you could never get in a school. And
that's
so,
for sure.
And so handed generation of herbalists who knew that, and way back, they didn't, 300 years ago, they didn't know why everything worked. They just knew it worked.
You know, they had an unusual craft, Doc. I've never heard of anyone else in the world other than chefs and cooks and our mothers and grandmas that did their work by taste, just like your mom might do before she served your meal, check, see if it needed a pinch of salt or something. Well, the Strausses were trained both the usefulness or the purpose of an herb and the way it tastes and how to put them together in perfect proportion using taste. Jim Sr. claimed he used to say he had a miserable childhood. If he knew what runaway meant, he would have run away. His grandmothers and aunts in the spring and in the summer shoving herbs into his mouth saying, this is for heart, this is for lungs, this is for kidneys, this is for liver, this is antibiotic. And I guess they started him at a very young age. Well, he took his son Peter, when Peter was age 13 or 14, Doc, he took them on a one-year cruise around the world, took Peter out of school, and took them on a ship or ships, I'm not sure which, but around the world. And the whole purpose of it was not only, I guess, to spend the time with his son and teach him, but Peter Strauss is capable of making herbal medicine in many countries of the world that have different herbs and using taste again. So, and they got this craft down so cold, Doc, I that's all I can attest and swear to is that the efficiency of the products that they've made in the past, well, I wouldn't be here today, and it's as simple as that, and I sure as heck wouldn't be feeling as great as I do if it wasn't for them and some of their other products.
Well, that's...
And they're bringing four originals back about Christmas time, which are fabulous, Doc. They're treatments. You don't take them for a year. You don't take them forever. For example, I took the CardioCalm for arrhythmia. I had an irregular heartbeat for 10 years straight, 24/7, took it for 3 months, 20 years ago, never had my arrhythmia back. I took the kidney blood pressure, which is coming back again, this product, the original. I took it for 3 months. My blood pressure was high, they said, 20 years ago. I've not taken it since, and my blood pressure is good. So these are treatments. If a person takes 2 to 3 large bottles of this bladder, prostate, CardioCalm, or kidney blood pressure, They just take it that once. And because we're all different, and because we're in different condition, and because of our age, in our extensive experience, a person takes these formulas for 3 to 5 months, depending on their own situation, and then they don't take it anymore. So you can call it what you like, but to me, that's fixing the problem, not dealing with the symptoms.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. The reason these things work is because when your blood pressure is high, there's a problem. Usually the kidneys and liver are in trouble. So your formula addresses the kidneys and the liver, and guess what? Blood pressure gets under control, and you're healing the body doing other things.
Sure, if pharmaceuticals, and in the pharmaceutical company's defense, Doc, they don't claim to cure anything. They don't. But and they do give us all the warnings that I wish people would take closer heed to and read their paperwork. But anyway, in their defense, they don't claim to fix or heal anything. They do just deal with the symptoms. And if they did heal or fix anything, Doc, you'd go to the doctor, and one day he'd say, Wayne, your blood pressure's fine. You can stop taking the medication. Nobody that I know of has ever heard that from a doctor.
No, and it's not going to happen. But
no.
That's what doctors like me do. And when we come back, it's time for a commercial break, but I want Alan to ask some questions. He's very familiar with some of your stuff. And if the guys in the chat room, and I don't know if you're sitting at a computer or not, Wayne, but if you go to DocKrupa.com, you can log into the chat room, and then you can also communicate with whoever's in there. And in case they have any questions, they can type them, and you'll see them. But,
okay, very good.
Anyway, it is break time. This is Dr. Krupa's Natural Health Hours, and we have Wayne Elliott with us from Strauss Naturals. We've got the full team of Alan, Susan, and Steve, and we'll be right back. Strauss Naturals, located in Kamloops, British Columbia. Producer of Strauss Heart Drops, a 300-year-old family formula. This eighth generation has a unique method for aging garlic using European mistletoe and many other healthy heart, artery, and circulation ingredients. Many have tried to copy, none have been able to duplicate this passionate family formula. Handed down generation to generation ingredients from the Strauss family of herbalists. Contact Dr. Krupa about putting Strauss Heart Drops in your healthy future. DocKrupa.com or call 832-220-6163.
Worried about where your next meal will come from if the power is out for an extended period of time? I'd like to suggest Numana Foods, a family-owned business with a passion for food quality and taste, as well as long-term storage reliability. Numana.com. Check them out for your family's health and security. Food so good tasting and good for you, it can be eaten every day. Standard buckets are GMO-free, contain no aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, autolyzed yeast extract, chemical preservatives or soy. You can be confident your Numana meals will be there for you and your family when you need them during an emergency. Numana.com, a nutritionally healthy way to prepare for any disaster. That's Numana.com. Numanna.com. Can you see daylight through your ceiling and you don't have a skylight? When it rains, do you worry that you'll have enough buckets? You might want to call Callen Roofing at 281-391-8257 before it's too late. Family owned and operated, only the work you need done gets done by people you can trust. They also build storage buildings, home additions, garages, and fences. Quality so good, it's like having a home improvement company in the family. Check them out on Facebook at Callen Roofing Incorporated Home Improvement Services. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257 for all your home improvement needs. Serving Houston and the surrounding communities. They have taken care of my family and patients' home improvement needs for years. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257.
Since you put me down, I
All right, we are back. It is November 20th here on Dr. Krupa's Natural Health Hours, and we've got the full team tonight. We've got Alan, we've got Susan and Steve in the chat room, and we've got a very special guest, Wayne Elliott, up there in the frozen tundra of across the Canadian border, where I think it's all solid ice up there. I don't know. I've never been. But anyway, we got him here, and he's talking to us about many years' experience with Strauss Naturals. And, oh, by the way, Wayne, I received some of the Iron Earth, and I'm very impressed with it. I've already put it out on a few plants.
That's great to hear, Doc. That is some kind of thing. That was that's 100% natural, and I guess some asteroid or meteor or whatever, Doc, hit the Earth God knows how long ago, but there's a vein of this in the southern United States, and it's it looks like coal, and there is the only process is milling it down to the size of sea salt for use, and boy oh boy does that grow. What I love about a dock, no chemicals, no process, no nothing added, and we've just gone through 3 years of tests with that, and it's something else. So we're my family's building a greenhouse. Our intention is to get ourselves 8 or 10 vegetables year-round that we can have for ourselves using the original seeds and chemical-free. So that Iron Earth, you'll love that, Doc.
Well, yeah, and I can see you guys need that, because what do you get, like 7 days of summer?
Yeah.
I mean, you need a greenhouse.
I know when there's grass showing, everyone likes to go golfing as much as they can. Hey, Wayne, this Iron Earth, that is different from what they call shungite or something, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was. I've heard you. Like I said, I'm John Joyce Riley. You know, and heck, I don't know, what did she even interview old Dr. Strauss himself? I can't recall. It's been a long time.
I don't
time
know
back.
If she did. I started with Joyce, and never enough for me. I always loved it, and her and I had great conversations. But I started with Joyce. It has to be more than 15 years ago, for sure. It was, because I was involved with Strauss then. As Eastern Canadian distributor and spokesperson, and she was a great lady. Was sorry to lose her. The fellow that's there now, Daniel Brigman's a fine gentleman, just a good person, and does a great job there. I love to go on his show as well, which I do. And yeah, we're all out there trying to do good for people and help people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess one of the main things people are probably kind of confused about in today's world, at least, is you know, that's not a very good business model, you know, creating a product that actually basically makes people healthy so they don't have to, well, you know, I guess, you know, they will keep ordering and using it. It's a good idea just to keep the condition going. But, you know, most people in today's, it's like, well, what's your business model? What's your growth? You know, how do you grow like that continually? I've listened to about the heart drops, you know, everything from like Bob Chapman, all those guys, you know, talking about Matt Rom. And, I've known a long time, and it's, you know, hopefully, I guess I probably ought to start on myself, even though I've always been healthy most of my life.
You know, I've been lucky myself, very lucky in my life. Never went hungry a night or never didn't have a good place to sleep. So I've been really lucky in my life. But I must say that, you know, fully half of my motivation to do this and talk to people, I'll talk to anyone. I've stopped people right in the street if I see an earlobe crease and ask them how they're doing it. But the other part of my motivation, and it's very strong, is against all this. I call them the evildoers, but the you know, when Jim Strauss first suggested that people would end up hurting your health for money, I thought he was crazy. And but boy oh boy, the things I've seen in 20 years now, it's just something else. I don't know how some of these pharmaceuticals have gotten approved. If you take, I believe, the largest selling drug in the world, we won't need to name it, but a statin drug, that clinical study, I've read it, and it helped, they claim, less than 2 out of 100 people. Now, I don't know, in my world, that's a failure. It wouldn't be something I'd be trying to sell, because you've got a slim chance of being helped. And yet, take fine products like Doc Krupa supports, and that I've always supported, and that have helped me and my family and friends and loved ones and customers and anybody, that don't hurt anyone. They can't hurt you. You know, they're made from cells that were made from natural ingredients are. And that's what it takes to fix us. Jim Strauss used to say, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And for us to expect chemical drugs or chemicals of any unnatural kind to actually heal us is like taking our car to the lumber yard to fix with 2x4s and plywood.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You need materials the car is made from, and we're no different. So, you know, that half my motivation comes from this.
Over there with some monkey bones and a couple of bamboo twigs. But, no, I'm just kidding there. Wayne, if you could, I've always wondered, give a real good explanation for everyone out there who's never heard of it before. How and what do you look for in this ear crease, the crease in your earlobe that basically I've heard you say, you know, is the best predictor of, you know, if you have some type of a cardio problem occurring or, you know, will or getting ready to occur?
Is it ever? And, you know, I read that long before I met the Strausses or heard of the Strauss heart drops. And when I read that article, this was discovered first at Harvard University. In, I think, 1972 or 3, it was one or the other, where they said the earlobe crease was not only the best predictor of clogged arteries, restricted blood flow, but it was a better predictor than all of the others put together. That's cholesterol, blood level, triglycerides, smoking, obesity, stress, environment, hereditary. All those indicators put together weren't the indicator of the earlobe crease. Now, since then, more recently, in Denmark, they did an extensive study that resulted the same way, that yes, the earlobe crease on the bottom of your ear, the little fatty part, many women mistake it for having been caused by the earrings. Well, take a close look, ladies. Take the earring out if you need to. You have a close look. There'll be a distinct crease that is not, if you have one, that is not from your earring. And now ladies are having more heart attacks than men. I've recently read several times. I think females have 51% of heart attacks in today's world, which is, you know, who knows why. But that earlobe crease, if you look on your ear, and it'll usually be in like a 45 or a 60-degree angle. I have seen them straight up and down many times. So there's nothing carved in stone that way. Each of mine's on a bit of an angle, and it's unmistakable. And some people, they're so deep that you'd swear their earlobe had been sliced with a knife. So, and what Jim taught me, and what's proved out to be true in my experience, if you had it on both ears like me, you're clogged on both sides of your body, your arteries and so forth. If you have it only on one ear, if you're clogged that on the other ear, it's not near as bad as the one with the crease. But and since there's been a third study as well, and forgive me, I can't remember where or who, but there is zero doubt in my mind. And the number of people, Doc, that I've come up to and said, geez, how you doing? Do you have heart trouble? Well, how'd you know? Well, it's right there on your ears.
Well, and, yeah, and a couple of things I want to touch on. One, the reason that is a good indicator is because at that, and it's usually that lower lobe, is that the blood flow in the ears is very small anyway, and blood has to return to the heart by way of the veins. So if the blood flow is not good and the flow back is not good, you're going to get basically a little necrosis going on there. And so that's why you see a crease, because it's basically dying at that crease. And so that's,
you know, Doc, that makes perfect sense. I didn't know about less blood flow going to the ears, but you know, the first good thing that happened to me after starting to take Strauss heart drops, and Doc, it happened to me in 2 weeks. By mistake, doing what I shouldn't have done, I was driving, and I was on the phone in my right ear that I could hear properly out of, and the man asked for an appointment So I crooked the cell phone in my left ear to reach across, get my book, and see, you're not supposed to do any of this stuff when you're driving, but to see if I was available at that time. And when I had the phone crooked in my left ear, I heard him speak to someone in his background, and I heard it clearly, and I was amazed. And since that day, 2 years ago, I hear out of both ears. So the first thing it did for me after 2 weeks was bringing the clear hearing back to my left ear. Then after about 6 weeks, I was wheezing and so forth, because apparently the first place our heart pumps our blood is onto our lungs. They're like big filters, so it's no surprise that people with heart disease often have breathing difficulties, and I sure did. And boy, I'll tell you, Doc, at the 6 or 7 week mark of taking Strauss heart drops, I began to cough up stuff and phlegm and so forth from lungs and bronchial. I couldn't usually even clear my throat like this without something flying out. It was embarrassing there at times. But a couple of weeks later, after discharging a whole bunch of stuff out of my lungs and bronchial, I stopped wheezing. I could breathe much better. And that was when I ordered my second bottle. And when I ordered my second bottle, I called out there and asked somebody to give me a discount, and I bought 100 bottles to do my own study.
Fabulous.
And, boy, did it work for everybody like it worked for me. And by the time I took it for 3 months, Doc, I foolishly thought I was Superman. I almost stopped sleeping. Jim Strauss would say to me, "What are you doing?" We'd talk till 1 in the morning, and he'd get up in the middle of the night maybe for the washroom, and I'd still be working because I had my business, how I made my living. He'd tell me, "Wayne, you've got to sleep. You can't get without sleep." Well, I actually thought I could, Doc. It was an hour or two here and there. I had so much energy. So Jim and I figured I probably kept myself on the verge of a heart attack for those first few months. And so because of that, he started telling people for the first 3 or 4 months, taking Strauss heart drops, don't do anything more strenuous than you're used to. But after that, you can chase rabbits again.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And you got to have sleep. I mean, come on. You knew.
I told you I was foolish, Doc.
Yeah, you knew you were burning that candle. Hey, Susan asked me in the chat room about the website. It is StraussNaturals.com, is it not?
Yes, there's StraussNaturals.com, and to purchase, Doc, you can go to LoveYourHeartDrops.com and mention code 10, and you'll get some discount, and that'll tell them that you're calling in as a result of Dr. Krupa's show as well. So that's loveyourheartdrops.com or straussnaturals.com for more information or whatever it is you need. But it's been so remarkable for me, Doc, the things I've seen. Now, say both my parents. What ran in my family is what they used to call hardening of the arteries. My grandma, although she lived to 75, she wasn't with us mentally really after 60. It lasted a long time, boy, without knowing who we were and everything. And when my dad was 59 or 60, he'd gone through a bunch of tests in America. He really, you know, loved the doctors, and a lot of his friends were specialists. And he went through all the tests, and they told him that by the time he's 65, he wouldn't know his own name. He was going to go just like his mom. And, of course, my dad not only had his bypass open-heart surgery canceled, after 3 months on heart drops, I swear on my life, it was booked at the Boston Medical Center, and they canceled it after retesting him before the surgery that he didn't need it. And my dad died of lung cancer at age 77, but he never lost a bit of his mind, Doc. He was as sharp as a tack the last day he was with us. And so what they predicted for my dad, the same as my grandmother, it never happened to him. And my mother, she died last year at 87, and they had discovered with her that she'd had a number of these mini strokes over the years, but suffered no damage from them. My mom had been on heart drops for 20 years and lived a healthy life right till the end. So, you know, after that 100-bottle test I did, and, of course, by that time feeling like Superman myself, I went out and met the Strausses when I was on my fifth month taking heart drops, and I said, you know, I'd made a list, Doc. I was sitting in Florida by myself. The kids and my mother was out somewhere, and we were having a holiday, and I got a pad of paper, and I was feeling so great. I made a list of the men only, that had had a big effect on my life, mentors, great men, and that could have been saved by the heart drops, including my own grandpa died at age 50 of a heart attack, who I loved dearly. I was only 7 when he left us. And, geez, it was an emotional few moments for me, but it was then that I decided I've got to be some part of this and tell everybody that I can. And that's what I did, and that's what I've done, and I won't stop till I can't talk anymore, I guess.
Well, fabulous. And I think it's going to be a very happy marriage, Strauss Naturals, with what I already do. And could you say that again one more time? Because I'm sure Susan's writing that down. They tell them code 10 that lets them know it's me, and it's Love My Heart Drops.
No, loveyourheartdrops.com.
Loveyourheartdrops.com.
And when you call in, or you do whatever you do on that web address, I'm not a high tech guy myself, Doc, but you can get to be able to purchase it, and when you mention code 10, they'll know it, that the call arose from your radio show, and they give the folks a discount as well off their first purchase.
Well, I like that. And I think the nice thing about healthcare, it's not come around and put out the fire if you have that opportunity to get healthy before that. Many people, and you ran into it yourself, find themselves close to having a heart attack or a problem, and then they look for help. And you mentioned before, you wouldn't say the name, but Susan already mentioned it in the chat room, and I say it all the time. They came up with Lipitor about 1 million years ago, and they noticed by accident that it shut down the liver's ability to make cholesterol.
That's right.
So instead of telling people that your heart and arteries and veins and capillaries are unhealthy and they're missing natural things, they told them that cholesterol was the problem. Well, cholesterol was just the bad guy that stuck to unhealthy arteries. And so they put people on that horrible medication, and they claimed, like you said, well, 2 out of 100 we helped. Well, you didn't help anything. You shut down cholesterol, and you started damaging brains, and now we got all these generation of people with dementia.
You know what Jim used to always say, and it made perfect sense to me, Doc, that first of all, these statins, many of them, they govern your liver's function down. It's like a governor that some companies have on a truck engine so their drivers don't drive more than 55 or 60 miles an hour. It's a governor. You can govern anything down. But, hey, let's face it. I don't believe any of our organs were ever meant to be governed down. And Jim used to say, your liver produces cholesterol because we need it. And so to govern your liver down to produce less cholesterol, what about the other couple of hundred jobs the liver has? You're governing them down too.
Absolutely.
And, the things I've seen, Doc, including, I must say, my favorite football coach of all time that I played for here in Canada. I love that man. He was even a school teacher of mine way back in high school. I saw him after not seeing him for a couple of years. And, Doc, he looked like somebody inflated him with air. He was all blown up like a balloon. And I said, Coach, you're taking something. What's happened to you? Well, he didn't even realize it. I guess when you see yourself every day, he didn't even know he was blowing up like that. And I said, are you taking cholesterol pills? And he said, yeah. I said, for how long? He said, geez, about 2 years. I said, well, George, are you going for the monthly blood test that they advise you to get for your liver enzymes to make sure it's not killing your liver? He said, no, I've never gone for a blood test. Nobody ever said anything to me. So I said, Coach, do you trust me? He said, sure, I trust you. I said, then please, stop those pills. Those pills don't hurt you when you stop them suddenly. Your liver is just going to thank you. And you start on the heart drops. And, Doc, I had a full bottle in my car. I usually do, in case I run into somebody that needs it. And he started on it that day, and I saw him 3 months later, and he was back to his regular size, not all blown up.
Well, yeah, and what he probably forgot to tell you is that whenever they put him on Lipitor or one of the other statins, they also put him on a heart medication, and it slows your heart down so it can't pump properly, and then we can't get the blood through the lungs, and the blood starts backing up, and that's why you saw that swelling. So between destroying the liver, and then the kidneys are trying to filter, and they're in trouble. So, yeah, you saved that man's life just by getting him off them damn pills and putting him on the heart.
That's what you call a good business model in today's world.
Well, my belief is that the leading cause of death today, folks, this is my belief, is doctor-prescribed drugs.
Absolutely.
And on top of it all, I caution people all the time to read their paperwork, because here in Canada, somehow, don't remember, but in Toronto, a pharmacist was chastised for giving a patient pills, prescription, that contraindicated with some of those or one of those he was already on, he or she was already on. And the pharmacist said, yeah, I'm too busy. I cannot possibly go through hundreds of pages on the computer with all these medications today and as many as people are on. I wouldn't be able to serve more than six people a day, he said. Now, I thought they were going to come down like the wrath of God on him, Doc. But you know what happened? The next day, the Canadian Association of Pharmacists, they agreed that there's just too much information. It's impossible. So, and that's the last we heard of it, Doc. Now, here's the message that I got and the message that I like to say to others. The pharmacists were there, highly educated men and women, to protect us in case our very busy doctors wrote us a prescription that we shouldn't have because of something else we're taking. So if they're not doing that job, we don't have any protection. And as far as I'm concerned, and this is no disrespect to pharmacists, but we could have grade 10 students count pills and type a label.
Well, yeah, and the big thing, Wayne, there is no prescription from that pharmacy that your body is deficient in or good for you. The only time we should have a prescription from a place like that is in an emergency room to save your life and maybe something for extreme pain while we fix the problem. And they've got people convinced that you need all that crap, and nobody even looks at the side effects in their paperwork.
You know, Doc, I'm my biggest fear maybe is that one day I land in a hospital and not be conscious. That's my biggest fear. I had, when my dad was in there with lung cancer, and they put him in a coma on purpose, you know, for I don't know why, but they did, for 7 weeks, and I was speaking for him while he was out. Holy doodle. They wanted to pour this red blood pressure liquid into him intravenously. Lucky I got there at 2 in the morning. I was out of town on a job. I got there at 2 in the morning just as the nurse is hanging it on the post. And I said, what's that, nurse? She said, blood pressure medicine. I said, my dad has low blood pressure. What are you worried about? Well, I guess the doctor's worried about a heart attack or stroke. I said, that's not going to happen to my dad, so take that off of there.
Good for you.
And do not give him that. You can take it yourself if you want on your break, but do not give that to my dad. And I got the doctor the next day, and I said, Doc, what did I tell you? You don't give my dad anything unless I've said okay, because he's not here to answer for himself. Now, my dad would have said okay. He loved doctors and pills and all the rest of it. And then, so I made the doctor write it on the chart, Doc. And the next day, when they brought my dad out of the coma, he wasn't lucid. He wasn't clear. And the doctor said to me, well, Wayne, you got to understand, people are 75 years old, three quarters of them don't come clear again. And I said, Doc, have you got him on blood thinners? He said, yeah. I said, what did I tell you?
Good
I
for
said,
you.
Look, you take him off those blood thinners right now. You take him home to your kids if you want. You do whatever you want with them, but you do not give them to my dad. And I said, I'm going to teach you something, Doc, not to be disrespectful. I am not a doctor, that's for sure. But I said, I'm going to teach you something. What time? It was a teaching hospital, McMaster University in Hamilton. And I said, what time are you on your rounds with these young doctors tomorrow? He said, well, about this time. I said, don't give my dad more blood thinners. Write it in big red letters on that sheet at the foot of his bed, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning. We'll see how he's doing. He was as clear as a bell, Doc. And then the doctor starts asking him trick questions. I said, come on, Doc, I can't even answer that. What are you doing? I said, well, you're not being fair. And I said, you know what's a shame here? And I turned to the three or four young doctors with him, Doc. And I said, the shame here is you just learned something, and you're not going to do a damn thing different with the next body and the next patient. That's the crying shame here.
Yeah, well, they make too much money, Wayne, and that's why they don't care, and they don't learn what we do. So doctors like me, they hate us because we're having success doing the right things, but we don't make the kind of money, and they have no conscience. So anyway, we're at break time. Let's go to break. And when we come back, Wayne, we do a little song of the week, and everybody always gives me hell, but especially because I like country music. But anyway, we're going to do our song of the week, and then we'll continue. Alan's probably got some comments. And hopefully, I did pull up Love Your Heart Drops, and I see that very handsome fellow on that screen. I wonder who that could be. So I do see that. But anyway, let's go to break. Dr. Krupa's Natural Health Hours. We will be right back after this. Strauss Naturals, located in Kamloops, British Columbia, producer of Strauss Heart Drops, a 300-year-old family formula. This eighth generation has a unique method for aging garlic using European mistletoe and many other healthy heart, artery, and circulation ingredients. Many have tried to copy, none have been able to duplicate this passionate family formula. Handed down generation to generation ingredients from the Strauss family of herbalists. Contact Dr. Krupa about putting Strauss heart drops in your healthy future. DocKrupa.com or call 832-220-6163.
Worry about where your next meal will come from if the power is out for an extended period of time? I'd like to suggest Numana Foods, a family-owned business with a passion for food quality and taste, as well as long-term storage reliability. Numana.com. Check them out for your family's health and security. Food so good tasting and good for you, it can be eaten every day. Standard buckets are GMO-free, contain no aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, autolyzed yeast extract, chemical preservatives, or soy. You can be confident your Numana meals will be there for you and your family when you need them during an emergency. Numana.com, a nutritionally healthy way to prepare for any disaster. That's Numana.com. Numanna.com. Can you see daylight through your ceiling and you don't have a skylight? When it rains, do you worry that you'll have enough buckets? You might want to call Callen Roofing at 281-391-8257 before it's too late. Family owned and operated, only the work you need done gets done by people you can trust. They also build storage buildings, home additions, garages, and fences. Quality so good, it's like having a home improvement company in the family. Check them out on Facebook at Callen Roofing Incorporated Home Improvement Services. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257 for all your home improvement needs. Serving Houston and the surrounding communities. They have taken care of my family and patients' home improvement needs for years. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257.
Right on time.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to Dr. Krupa's Natural Health Hours. Before we play our song of the week, Wayne, Susan in the chat room asked Juan about, on that website, do they have any other products like this Iron Earth and any of those other ones that are out yet that you were talking about, or is it
Yes, they will have. They will have, Doc, and the Power Hour and the Power Mall. They have the Iron Earth now, and about Christmas time, the Strauss Company will have these four original products coming back by popular demand, and I'm really excited just because I had so much experience with them, both personally and with so many others, and we're just going to be able to do that much more good when these products come out, so I'm excited myself.
Well, fabulous, because Susan said she was looking, and I don't know if she saw anything else on there where you said to go and tell them code 10 for me, and I think she only saw the heart drop, so she was asking. She also asked, is it possible to get samples? And I told her I'd ask you.
No, they don't have samples. The smallest bottles they make now is 100 milliliter, which is, depending really, I consider a 100 mil bottle a 6-week supply. Some people take it in a month. Some people take it over 2 months. But, pardon me, but it every drop works, Doc. And, you know, another thing about these clinical studies, sorry, I know you're going to play the song, but I read a bunch of them, and not once did I read where one of the criteria was, how do the test candidates feel? Well, it's a pretty important point, folks, and I've seen a lot of people and dear friends on many pharmaceuticals for heart disease and other things. One of my dear friends and fellows worked with us for years, a master welder, fitter he is. He's like a dressmaker with steel and with ships. He had open-heart surgery, and, boy, he went from the Chesterfield to the kitchen table for a cup of tea and back to the Chesterfield. He had to quit his job. Well, when I finally convinced him to get on the Strauss heart drops, he was better in no time. He walked the hills in Halifax, Nova Scotia with me for days at a time, and when we'd visit there for the Navy Yard, and went back to work full-time for, 6 years so far, and he's still a consultant for us. So, I mean, just as it did with me, this stuff will change your life, and you will feel better. It's a pretty important criteria, I think. Nobody will need to tell you with tests or numbers that you're feeling better. You'll know it.
Well, I think we need to start saying Dr. Wayne, because you've got the most important thing that Alan and I talk about on the air, and that is common sense. And if you're not asking people how they feel, something's wrong with you. You're not in the interest in health at all. You're just selling stuff. So
that's right.
So that's important. Right. All right, well, let's do my song, and that way Alan could cringe because it's a country song like usual. But this is one song that I'm pretty sure every guy has heard these words sometime in his life. Here we go.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no dizzy, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Yourself.
I'm sure a lot of guys can relate to that. All right.
That's a great country song, Doc. That's a classic. I love that one.
I grew up in that time, so I know all those songs. But Steve always says that's Doc's music.
Yeah. Did you line dance into that one, Doc?
No,
that
I don't.
One of the big line dance songs.
No, I don't line dance. I've never done that.
Me either.
Alan used to work as a bartender, so he's got lots of experience watching all them people dance and drink and hearing all them country songs.
Oh, that's not the kind of bar I worked in, but I did go to a lot of those.
Oh. I worked in a bar, too, in my young days, Alan, when I played football, and we didn't get paid much, but lots of pretty girls and the occasional scuffle. I worked as a doorman, and it's amazing the things you see in those places.
Well, you know, Wayne, you mentioned this football.
I know about you Canadians up there, eh? I went up to Ontario one time up there, flew up, and went to up to Timmins. And then from there we went north and up to Lake Netagami and fished up there. And those crazy Canucks up there, these guys worked in tire shops. But if you woke up, if you didn't have a beer in your hand, but in the first 10, 15 seconds, they opened one up and poured it down your throat.
Yep, we're the biggest beer-drinking nation per capita in the world now. We passed Germany about 20 years ago, Alan.
I'll drink to that.
That's our claim to fame, I guess, so we're not, Canadian.
Well, you know, the drinking is good for the circulation, too, so some good heart drops and a good shot of scotch and a cold beer, I'm there.
I never liked the taste of the stuff myself, but certainly most people do. Jim Strauss always said that red wine was good for us with the resveratrol and the grapes and so forth. But I never liked the taste, Doc, so that was one of the things I didn't spend money on anyway.
Well, that's interesting. So tell us, I know what this is a little bit of a sideline, but you've mentioned playing football several times. One, I don't know how you guys play up there because it's so miserable cold, but did you play pro ball? Did you play Canadian Football League? What were you in?
No, I never played pro. My biggest opportunity would have been to, and of course, Canadian pro football players don't make any money like they do in the NFL. Nothing close. But all I could have done, they wanted me as a punter and kicker, and I was a quarterback up until then, I didn't want to, you know, get on the field four or five or six times a game and kick, and that was it. So I packed it in there. I played baseball too and had much better opportunities there, but I was immature when I was young, and those guys don't make it in the end. So yeah, I played. We won the national championship in Canada in 1972. It was a great game, but Doc, was 11 degrees Fahrenheit. The field was frozen. I'll never forget it. Every time you hit a guy's helmet with your hand, you thought your hand was going to shatter like glass. But that was great fun. You know, we had a lot of fun. There's nothing like team. I love the whole team model, and our business runs like a team. And when you think about it, you just choose your sport if you had a sport. And really, life and business is like that. You know, it's the only thing missing in the sports is lawyers. I guess that's why I liked it better. But otherwise, you know, the same kind of thing, you know, prevails. It's, you know, they say if you fall off a horse, the best thing to do is get back up there. Well, sometimes in a football field, you get knocked down or knocked out, and there's only one choice, that's to get back up. So it's a good training for later life, because we all get our knocks then sooner or later, don't we?
Well, yeah, and like I said, I'm cold just thinking about 11 degrees out there playing football. And, you know, I understand when you're out. I grew up in St. Louis, so I know about when it gets pretty cold. And if you're out there playing stuff, you're okay for a while, but you play until you just can't go any longer. You're so cold. I can't imagine. Up there, 11 degrees was probably normal, wasn't it?
Well, that was in Western Canada. We played that national championship in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. So that is a colder part of the country during that time of year in winter. Halloween night we had a heck of a storm. That was October 31st, And before that, a week, we had 9 inches of snow here in Niagara. So the weather pattern seemed to be changing, and we won't see warm or hot again till June, you know.
Well, I was going to say, your 1 week of summer, it's got to be tough to grow crops without some kind of a garden that's covered, you know, because it's got to be rough. I have never understood why anybody ever landed up north like that and did not head south as fast as they could when winter came. I don't know.
Yeah. So, well, I enjoy myself. I've been lucky we were talking before, Doc, for the last 15 years or so, I've got to spend anywhere from 1 to 3 months. And I work in Florida from this little place I rent. And it's just a pleasure to go out in your shorts and T-shirt, know you're going to be good, as opposed to what's back here at home during those months. So I always say to people, it really, we're not meant to be out in this deep cold. Even the polar bears in northern Canada, they hibernate for the winter, and they can swim in the icy waters and catch seals and everything, but they hibernate, and here we are out in it.
Yeah, we haven't learned very much from nature, or nobody would be up there in the wintertime.
No, you're right, Doc. You're right. You're right. One morning a few years ago, there was a big storm here, and I was in Florida, and I was talking to our marine superintendent mostly through the night because somebody else's ship from across the Welland Canal had broke loose and was at risk of hitting one of our ships, and I was talking to him, and he took a wind reading that day at 6 a.m., Doc, and the wind was blowing 40 knots, and the temperature was 40 below zero Fahrenheit. Now, that was one of the few days in the winter where obviously we call off work. It's just you can get frostbitten a minute out in that. And it's usually not that cold, but it can get absolutely miserable up here. And that's what I love about going down south.
Yeah, I was saying, 40 below, I'm heading south and not looking back.
You're lucky if your car starts in that weather, Doc, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, I can remember just in Missouri when it never got to 40 below, but it got below zero, and it was miserable. And
yeah.
Alan grew up in Arkansas. Alan, you had some pretty cold days, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I think the coldest I ever saw it, I think it got down to, seven below zero one time. But yeah, also that you go out and if you do too much exercise out there when it's that cold, you freeze your lungs also.
Absolutely. I see them crazy joggers in the cold days, and they don't realize it's damaging their lungs, and they don't listen. So Susan just said Fredericksburg right now, Wayne, is 70 degrees. And my thermometer here in the studio says it's 73 in Houston.
Well, that's nice. We got lucky this week, and I understand it's going to last a few days. We're up into the low 40s for highs for the day, and then just getting down near freezing at night. So this isn't bad. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. I always notice when that thermometer gets below 32 Fahrenheit. It's unbelievable the difference when it goes below freezing or when it stays just above freezing. And, of course, through the winter, we often get spells of weeks, of course, where it's below freezing. But we seem more recently to get these cold snaps that last 2 or 3 weeks at a time where it's well below, and it's just no one likes it. I mean, you can't be comfortable. As you say, the wind. I have to have something over my mouth, like a scarf, if I go for a walk when it's cold enough. I just can't handle that real cold air like that.
Yeah, well, that's a good place to be giving out heart drops.
That's right. Yeah, if you've got cold hands and feet, folks, or bluish gray lips or skin, it's a sign of circulation issues. And, you know, heart drops are they'll warm you up. There's no doubt about that. And but, yeah, you know what else I noticed, Doc, further to yours and my conversation the other day? You were saying that, how can people be healthy up there? Well, do you know what I notice? I go to Hollywood Beach, Florida, and they've got the boardwalk there. And I'll tell you what, those folks that are there and they're walking that boardwalk in their 70s, 80s, and some of them their 90s. My mom used to walk it a couple of times a day right up to her mid-80s. They look so much healthier than folks the same age here do. But, of course, especially older folks, you don't want to fall on the ice and break a hip or anything like that. So many people are stuck inside between the cold and the nasty conditions. If there's enough snow and ice around, it's dangerous for them. And what a difference to the folks that are strolling out in the sunshine down in the south, as opposed to the older folks that are up here and for the most part shut in due to the weather. Just a huge difference, I'm telling you.
I can't even imagine. I don't think our bodies were designed for that kind of temperatures and for that long. I saw something just the other day. They said the last time we had temperatures like we've experienced here lately was like 1800. So it has happened before where, you know, you get these changes, and the earth is always going to change. I love it. For a long time, it was climate. I mean, it was global warming. And then when we had the cold snaps, they had to change that. It was embarrassing to them. So now we have climate change. But that's like the weather. It changes every day.
Yeah.
We had a couple weeks here where they said it was unseasonably cold. And now we're back to more normal. Now, we're not as warm as where you go in Florida, but we do get, and we get that wet cold. It is miserable, that wet cold. Is that like that out there where you're at, Alan, in Fredericksburg? Do you guys get the wet cold or the dry?
It's a lot more humid now than it used to be, but I can't really tell. But with the wind, whenever it gets cold here, generally the wind blows. Up in the Ozarks, I used to love those cold, crisp mornings. You know, it could be real cold, but when the wind wasn't blowing, you could go out and you could be comfortable. But boy, when that wind starts getting, that just sucks it out of you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was up in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, for Standard Process 1 year, and it was 28 degrees, and the sun was shining, and it felt wonderful. There was no wind, it wasn't wet, and it was this beautiful weather. But I'm sure they get their fair share of what you describe, Wayne.
Well, you know, in Niagara, southern Ontario here, we get humidity. And you're right. When it's cold and damp, you can't get warm. It seems to get right into your bones. Well, if you go up into northern Ontario or some parts of western Canada, it gets even colder. But men work in their long-sleeve, you know, insulated shirts because it's a dry cold. And there's just a heck of a difference, you know. It's like humidity in the hot summer as opposed to dry heat. You know, that humidity, it can knock us out whether it's summer or winter, really. It's, you know, breathing difficulties and the air is heavy. It's something we can't do anything about except keep ourselves in the best shape we can, because you never know what the weather's going to do.
Yeah, Alan describes the humidity here in the summer like swimming to your car.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, you guys have it bad down there. I know you do.
Now, the products that we're talking about, you mentioned that Daniel's carrying them on his show, but in order for people to get them through me, can they get that Iron Earth on the loveyourheartdrops.com?
Yeah, well, I know they can from the Power Mall now. I've never been on that loveyourheartdrops.com. I'll have to do that.
They have a picture of you there.
Have they? Well, I do quite a few radio shows, so I wouldn't be surprised. I guess I didn't know they had my picture. But
I meant on the loveyourheartdrops.com. It's there. There's
okay,
a picture.
Yep. I haven't seen that myself, but I know that through the Power Mall that you can get the Iron Earth. And Doc, if you're going to try it out now, you're a big time gardener, and you know, if you liked it, you'd be able to choose to offer to the folks too. That'd be up to you.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do, because Susan was talking about it, and I already put some on a few of my plants out there, and I've got some tomatoes when I went out and I planted a whole tomato. It was starting to get bad sitting in the house.
Yep.
So I planted the whole tomato. And I'm trying to get it to come up, and I'm kind of making my own little greenhouse out there. When it gets too cold, I cover it up. But I put some of this out there yesterday. Very impressive. Melissa sent me some information, and I'll make sure I get that to Susan and Steve and Alan.
So, you know, we tested that stuff, Doc, over the last 3 years. One of my sons built a big community garden for our small city here. And, pardon me, two of my sons grow big vegetable gardens. And, of course, many of our friends and Pardon me. Boy, I got some virus, Doc. I'm still trying to shake up here.
I know. You were supposed to call me so I could help you with that, remember?
I was on the phone for a couple of days a few weeks ago, and, geez, it got cold and windy like we're talking about. And
well, you need to
apologize for that.
Send me that email, and I'll set you up with some stuff specific for that that'll go well with what you're already doing.
I'll do that, Doc. I keep too busy to look after myself properly, but I am sorry for the sounding like this. What I was going to say to you was, our test over 3 years showed that whatever you were growing, from tomatoes to cucumbers, pardon me, kale, peppers, flowers, Japanese maple trees, you will get more bounty using Iron Earth. And, of course, you have a remineralizer that puts into your growing soil, your garden soil, and thereby into your plants that's no longer in our soils. We've depleted them.
Yeah, that's something that we've talked a lot about on the show, is that the soil is pretty much dead, and a lot of these crazy people are using synthetic fertilizers and pesticide, so they get this beautiful-looking, empty, shallow plant that has no benefit. Well, we're gonna go to break, Wayne. Get yourself something to drink, and so you're not struggling. I know what that's like. I've been on here when I can hardly talk, and Alan had to save me. So,
Sorry about that, Doc.
Well, don't be sorry.
Not only the bounty, but I'll tell you, Doc, I loved it because I love lettuce. I love romaine and endive. And, boy, when I tasted it in my son's garden, that's the way lettuce used to taste when I was young.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And snapped off a leaf, and it bled white chlorophyll. It was unbelievable, and the taste. The peppers and the cucumbers were so crunchy and beautiful tasting that, it put me back to the way it used to be. So, I live here in Lake Erie, Doc, and I go for a walk on the beach usually at least three times a week. And they have these, well, they're almost like streams. Well, what they are is stormwater runoff that runs into the lake. And it was nice to see today it was almost clear water, but other times of the year from fertilizers and the chemicals that are surrounding us everywhere, that water, it makes me sick, Doc, comes into the lake. It's the color of Guinness beer, and it often has a foam on it like a beer.
That's terrible. I just pulled up the ingredients that Melissa sent me from some of the stuff on this Iron Earth. And
yes.
It is, like you said, it is all absolutely natural, no processing, no nothing, just putting it in this little container. It's got nitrogen, phosphorus, phosphate, potassium, potash, sulfur, magnesium, calcium, sodium, iron, manganese, copper, and zinc, and all naturally. And they're all in natural as nature would have made them proportions also.
That's the beauty, Doc. You know, we even need things, us humans do, like arsenic and the heavy metals that can kill you, mercury, cadmium, lead. I'm in those businesses, and they're dangerous metals. But in nature's proportion, they're perfect.
You're right. Yeah, we've talked about that before, too. I had a seminar one time with one of the greatest doctors I've ever learned from, and he said, you might not think about it, but everybody needs in trace minerals a little lead, a little arsenic. And he said, you know, you might know somebody that needs more arsenic than somebody else. All right, well, let's go to break. When we come back, I want to see what Alan's got on his mind. He's never that quiet, so we got to see what he's got going cooking there. But
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Krupa's Natural Health Hour. We've got our guest, Wayne Elliott, up there in the frozen tundra in Ontario on Lake Erie. And we've got the full crew, Alan, Susan, and Steve here. So we'll be right back.
Worried about where your next meal will come from if the power is out for an extended period of time? I'd like to suggest Numana Foods, a family-owned business with a passion for food quality and taste, as well as long-term storage reliability. Numana.com. Check them out for your family's health and security. Food so good tasting and good for you, it can be eaten every day. Standard buckets are GMO-free, contain no aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, autolyzed yeast extract, chemical preservatives, or soy. You can be confident your Numana meals will be there for you and your family when you need them during an emergency. Numana.com, a nutritionally healthy way to prepare for any disaster. That's Numana.com. Numana.com. Can you see daylight through your ceiling and you don't have a skylight? When it rains, do you worry that you'll have enough buckets? You might want to call Callen Roofing at 281-391-8257 before it's too late. Family owned and operated, only the work you need done gets done by people you can trust. They also build storage buildings, home additions, garages, and fences. Quality so good, it's like having a home improvement company in the family. Check them out on Facebook at Callen Roofing Incorporated Home Improvement Services. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257 for all your home improvement needs. Serving Houston and the surrounding communities. They have taken care of my family and patients' home improvement needs for years. Callen Roofing, 281-391-8257.
Strauss Naturals, located in Kamloops, British Columbia, producer of Strauss Heart Drops, a 300-year-old family formula. This eighth generation has a unique method for aging garlic using European mistletoe and many other healthy heart, artery, and circulation ingredients. Many have tried to copy, none have been able to duplicate this passionate family formula. Handed down generation to generation, ingredients from the Strauss family of herbalists. Contact Dr. Krupa about putting Strauss Heart Drops in your healthy future. DocKrupa.com or call 832-220-6163. We are back to Dr. Krupa's Natural Health Hours, and we've got our special guest, Wayne Elliott, who he's not admitting it, but he might have been around this Strauss Naturals for the last 300 years. We're not sure. And we've got Alan out there in Fredericksburg, Susan and Steve in the chat room, and all of you guys listening. And I don't know if I mentioned it, Alan, but our friend that we had on the show from K-Star Radio, Angeline, is now broadcasting our show on the weekends on her network, KSTAR Talk Radio. And we're also on Stitcher, and I got an official email yesterday that said we're on something called Deezer that I never heard of. But so anyway, we're on a lot of places. So what's on your mind, Alan? What kind of questions or any comments you got for Wayne while we got him here?
Well, no, really, the one question I really wanted to ask him was about, you know, the creases on the earlobes, you know, being a predictor. And, no, because, you know, like I said, you know, I've heard, you know, for years and years, you know, like I said, you know, Joyce talking about this, you know, and you know, about what's in it and what it's done for different people. And, you know, is it a miracle cure-all? It's like, well, it's probably about as close as you're going to get to one, I guess.
Yeah, it's the most important body function, Alan, eh? Blood flow is the number one body function. It's kind of like your car, your tractor, if you consider what would happen if you didn't have the oil and fuel flowing to everywhere it's supposed to go. The car wouldn't probably last as long as humans can. We're amazing what we can put ourselves through sometimes and survive it. But blood flow, you know, I've always said that if you have severely restricted or actually blocked blood flow into any part of your body, you have got to have trouble there eventually. You just have to. I mean, look what happens with our hearts and our brains. We have these attacks. The blood's the only highway, so it carries the oxygen, it carries the water, it carries the food, carries the waste, carries the wastewater, the toxins that we're getting rid of. It's all got to go through that blood, so pretty important. And when it breaks down by virtue of not getting everywhere we have a road or a vein to carry it, we're going to have trouble, period.
Yeah, not to mention just all the different chemicals of various types, the medications, the food, the nutrition in the food, or the lack of nutrition in the food, the fluorine, the chlorine, the ammonia, the chloramines in the water.
That's unbelievable. You know what it does when you swim in a chlorine pool.
I see what's coming out from behind the planes. There's something they're doing up there, and it's, you know, all this stuff's being dumped on us, and it's affecting us all in different ways. You know, it's to a lesser extent to some people, to a more of an extent to a lot more people, unfortunately.
You bet. 160,000 commercial jetliner flights a day in the world now, Alan. Our houses were surrounded by chemicals. Look under our sink and in the bathroom and what we brush our teeth with. Many people, I mean, we're showering, drinking it, chlorine. It's, Jim Strauss always said, and I remember as a young person, cancer was a lot more of a rarity. These days, there isn't anyone doesn't know someone that has cancer. There's so much of it. And Jim Strauss always said chemicals, and not natural chemicals, of course. Everything has a chemical composition. But man-made chemicals like pharmaceuticals and these other things coming out of the engines and so forth, all the chemicals surround us, and genetically modified or man-made foods, that Jim always said the biggest problem with them is you can't duplicate nature. Nature didn't make two people, two pine trees, two giraffes alike. We're all different. And these genetically modified foods are all the same. They even look like they came out of a machine sometimes. They're so identical. And Jim always said they're missing enzymes. And enzymes are the building blocks of life. And if we use our enzymes up, we're goners. And so it's those two things, and I believe that, because nature is perfect. And it stresses me out, Alan, that 93% of all foods, this is in Canada anyway, and I don't think you're any different in the United States of America, 93% of every item in the grocery store is or contains GMOs. So what stresses me out, I'm 65 years old, they didn't even talk about, the first thing was the ever-fresh tomato was their first try, and it was pink in color, and it was so hard you could play tennis with it for a week and then try and eat it. It was a big failure. That was the first one, but I was already in my early 20s by the time that happened, so I'd grown up on real 100% natural food, a lot less chemicals, and soil that wasn't as depleted 65 years ago. Today, it stresses me a great deal for my sons and my grandchildren, because the sons, they only knew seedless grapes. You know, if you don't have if it doesn't have a seed, anything, giraffes, peaches, humans, if there's no seed, it can't reproduce. If you can't reproduce, you have a weak immune system. if we're eating foods that have weak immune systems, they got to put ever more chemicals on them every year, insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, all sinking into our foods, and they're not real, so many of them are man-made, and this is what our children and grandchildren are supposed to thrive on, and that stresses me a great deal. The only reason they tell you about seedless grapes is because that's what young people want today. They don't want grapes with seeds. My sons didn't want grapes with seeds. They had these beautiful tasting seedless ones. Well, it's a lot worse as time goes on because 93%, as I said, of every item in that store is or contains some GMOs, and it's a disaster. It's going to be a disaster because of a young child born today. I've got two young grandbabies. I don't even like to think about it, but it isn't good. It's not good. So there was never, Doc, you'll agree, I think, there was never a more important time in history for people to supplement their health. Your mineral formula is very interesting because I believe since our soil doesn't have it and our foods don't have it, I take a full spectrum mineral every day. Well, I take several of them, but I mean, I take that formula. If it's not in the food, folks, you've got to try and get it. My mother and I suffered the same way. If we didn't take minerals, Doc, we got cramps in our feet and legs. And if we do take the minerals, we don't get the cramps. So you got to listen to your body, too, don't you, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Alan and I have had many a conversation on the show here talking about patients who aren't very good with giving you feedback. And when they listen to their body and tell me what's going on, that's what makes me look smart.
Yep. You know, Doc, in the first months where Jim and I became acquainted, Jim Stroh Sr. and I, and he was back at my home, and it must have been the 15th day that where we are at the kitchen table at night, we're in the car all day together, he's doing lectures at night, I'm watching, and so we're talking a lot. And I finally said to him, holy geez, Jim, I don't have a great memory. I got to either get a tape recorder, a notepad, and start making notes. And Doc, what he told me was, no, you don't need a tape recorder or any papers. He said, your body already knows everything I'm ever going to tell you, and you'll never forget one word. Well, you know, Doc, I did 400 and change, two-and-a-half-hour lectures sometimes they'd go on to. I never used a note. I never forgot a word he said. And that amazed me in itself, where he said, my body already knows anything he's ever going to tell me. And by God, if that didn't turn out to be true as well.
Yeah, our bodies are pretty sharp. And if you listen to it, it's great. And I tell people all the time, please listen to your body and give me feedback. Because one, everybody's different. And two, what works for you may not work for your twin brother. So I need that feedback so I can troubleshoot my way through whatever's going on with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very important. And nobody knows your body like you do. No doctor.
Right. How you feel is a pretty important thing.
I don't know what it's like up there in Canada, but down here, man, they're making people really dumb. People do not know their bodies anymore. They're not teaching them how their bodies work anymore. And that's really sad.
Well, Alan, if you're on enough pills of one type or another, like the blood thinners, the good Lord put blood in your veins, not watery blood. Some of these drugs, if you're on enough of them, or the right or wrong kinds, I just know so many people who generally feel unwell or at dis-ease. And if you put those two things together, it's disease. Again, speaking for myself and so many of my friends and family, you know, we feel good, we work hard, we're blessed that we've got all our faculties and strength to do what we do. But, you know, again, I think keeping chemicals out of you the best you can is the best thing to do. We don't have any equipment for it, Alan. There's no lined glass tanks in our stomachs or in our body. There's no stainless steel, unless you've had a surgery and had some put in, but there's no stainless steel in us naturally. There's no plastic tubing. So we, you know, we don't have equipment for chemicals, and boy, oh boy, it's just people. I've said this so many times on the radio, guys. I've said to people, now, folks, you've got to use your own God-given common sense at some point here. Because I know if the doctor told you to go home in the barn, get a pitchfork, and eat you know what, you'd do it. You would. And I said, that just doesn't make any sense. So we've got to start thinking for ourselves, and feeling well or unwell is a pretty important factor, and only you know how you feel.
Yeah, well said. Oh, and please forgive me. I made a quickie little commercial tonight, and I didn't have a chance to get everything working because I was running out of time. So it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Doc, who was that? Charlton Heston? Who was that you got narrating?
Go to your room, Alan. Go to your room, and don't take my bottle of scotch with you. Put it out. So anyway, I'm going to try to make a better commercial because I took your advice. You said we need to make one that is more specific for me, and now that I know, I could tell them go to loveyourheartdrops.com and say code 10. So I'll try to work on that this next week and get a better commercial that sounds of some kind of quality, because I failed miserably trying to rush it through today. But I was very impressed the more I researched and getting to talk to you. And also, I forgot to mention, Alan and I know Daniel. We've had Daniel on the show. And Daniel's also one of our sponsors.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Numana Foods. That's Daniel's company.
Well, I'll tell you, I just met Daniel. I had done some shows with him. I never did meet Joyce, and I'll always regret that I never was with her face-to-face, but many times on the telephone and on the show. And I got to meet Daniel this past spring and his lovely family, his wife and girls, spent a few days. We're actually going to be together again for a couple of days before Christmas. And I think they're wonderful people, Doc. Daniel is as sincere as it gets, just a straight shooter. And, I'm proud to know him and very happy to know him. So I think the world of Daniel. Very intelligent fellow, too. We were both baseball pitchers, so we've even talked about that. I hear you. Daniel's he's a wonderful fella. And, it's Daniel that got you and I together, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he contacted me and he said, Doc, I know how you are and that you're kind of particular. And, I said, but he said, this is one you probably ought to talk to Wayne. I said, he told me he thought I'd be impressed. And so I told Alan about it, and Alan said, yeah, I've heard of them. And then, I start doing a little digging, and you gave me a call, and it's been nothing but good stuff that I've seen ever since. So I think the combination of what I already do with the products from Strauss is going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I really like the liquid. I've had good report back on the samples I gave out that you sent me a while back.
That's so great, Doug.
Everybody was very impressed with them. And,
and we should tell the folks, Doc, that there's no contraindications with any pharmaceutical drug. They are truly opposites. Even though we call it natural medicine, they are opposites just as food and drugs are. These are all natural ingredient formulas. And so there's no harm or risk for folks, no matter what they're taking. And I certainly don't promote pharmaceuticals, but whatever they're taking, there's no contraindication. And I know that the company, the Strauss company, gives a hassle-free satisfaction guarantee, so you're not at risk of losing your money, and you really have nothing to lose. And every time I hear someone's bought a bottle, Doc, or they sold a bunch of bottles after a show, it just warms my heart, because those many people are going to get better.
Well, yeah, and what I always tell everybody is before you act silly and want a refund or send something back, tell me what's going on with your body. Tell me how you took the product. Maybe you need more. Maybe we need to add something with it for the happy marriage of the liquid with like the Cardio Plus that I have. But don't just take something and like, okay, I can't walk on water yet, so this isn't good enough and I want to send it back.
Well, the other thing too, Doc, is I say this to folks, not to be insulting, but I say, you know, it won't work on your shelf or in the chest. It doesn't happen by osmosis. You have to take it. And so you just take it. If you're not satisfied, the Strauss Company will make sure you're squared up with your money. And no, Health Canada determined years ago when I was involved directly that there is no harm any more than you can harm yourself eating a natural banana or some kale out of your garden or green peppers. You cannot be harmed. So I love that, Doc, because people are at such risk taking all these pills, according to the drug makers, that scares me to death. You know, I haven't had anything, not so much as an aspirin now for 20 years. And speaking of aspirin, white willow bark, which is what I take whenever I get a headache, or when I broke my arm a few years ago, I took white willow bark, and it's not morphine. I wasn't out of pain, but it sure did a good job taking the edge off, and it works so wonderful for me for a headache. As I say, I don't get one once a month, but when I do, I take white willow bark, and that's what's in aspirin for the pain. Now, Doc, I don't know if you know the answer, but I always wondered, why did they add all those chemicals that hurt your stomach and can burn holes in it? Why not just white willow bark? It works.
Well, and it's also in your heart drops, by the way.
That's right.
The reason they changed it is you cannot put a patent and jack up the prices through the roof on natural. So what they did is they altered white willow bark and turned it into aspirin, so now it causes internal bleeding, ulcers, and all kinds of problems.
It's called job security. It's called job security.
Yeah.
That's really, really sickening to me, guys. You know, it truly is, but it does give me motivation to keep trying to help people because, by God, it's not a nice thing to say, but at the end of the day, our governments really aren't looking after us very good in this respect.
Well, here's my theory on that. We do talk about politics on this show because, unfortunately, government and politicians and the injustice department and the corruption that Trump's trying to clean up in that swamp, I think, is made sure that if you've lived a life, raised kids, paid taxes, worked, fought traffic, did all the crap, by the time your retirement age, you know too much about common sense life, and they don't want those people voting. They don't want them out of the house. And so what they've done is they've loaded all these poor people up with medications, and they tell them.
They've made the non-productive part of your life productive, Doc, is what they've done.
Well, yeah,
you work when you're young and you produce and you're of use, but then when you retire or whatever, they figure out a way to make income off that also. You are also producing that part because you take these medications, you get sick, it's a continuous process, and you're gone. And it just next.
Right, but
you know, here, guys, they even do it with children. I'll tell you a real-life story. My stepson, Anthony, wonderful boy, had chronic ear infections when he moved to Canada at age 9 and eczema psoriasis where behind his knees and at his elbow crutches, he scratched himself bloody every day. And so how could a kid focus and concentrate with constant earaches and nonstop eczema and psoriasis itch. So his teacher insisted very strongly to my wife, Anthony's mother, that he go on Ritalin because he just can't settle down and focus. Now, here's a school teacher prescribing drugs. I just couldn't believe it, and of course I dealt with that, and he never went on the Ritalin. You know, our grandmothers used to know, you know, don't give that child any more of that candy. He'll be climbing the walls today. You know, he won't go to sleep tonight. Well, they just give you a pill for it today to dumb you down. And it's just sickening to me. Here's a school teacher. God bless them for what they do. But they're not doctors or knowledgeable. And I was surprised at how hard they pressed for this kid to go on Ritalin, and I know many other kids that grew up with my sons, who were a little older than Anthony, that were put on Ritalin, and I know the one who was real close to my eldest boy, and close to me too. His problem, Doc, was sugar. He lived on Pepsi Cola, Ho-Ho's, chocolate bars, and so, of course, he was high-strung.
Oh, yeah, it's a common thing, Wayne, and I don't know how it is up there, but here in Texas, for a long time, every one that the teacher sent to the school nurse, and the school nurse would send the kid home. They were sending them to the doctor like me, and they had to prove that they went to see the doctor and were on some kind of a treatment. Fortunately, a lot of them came to me, so we did natural things, and I pulled them off all the sugar and the Cokes and the crap right away. But in all those years, I only saw a couple of kids that were a little wound tight, and most of that I attributed to the vaccines they got when they were babies. But the state was, the federal government was paying the schools extra money for every kid that they put on Ritalin, so there was a really strong push.
Well, and they had soda pop machines right in the schools, Doc. They only took them out of our schools here in Ontario about 2 years ago. That was the choice kids had, which type of soda pop. And kids love soda pop. So,
of course.
You know, diabetes in the youth, blood pressure. Put that combined with where you and I used to maybe be out playing. Our mothers would make us go out and play. I mean, I always loved it anyway, playing ball and everything. But mothers would shoo their kids outside, you know, be back when the streetlights come on and not later. Today, sitting in front of the TV or the computer game, you know, look what's happened, Doc. I'm sure you've seen some of these studies where they took some of these children, really, 10 to 16 years old, I think, and changed their diet, made them get an hour outside and exercise fresh air and doing one thing or another, and their blood pressure dropped like a rock.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've talked about it a lot on here. Alan, what did you say just a second ago? Because I couldn't hear you. I was hearing both you guys.
I said it's the whole system has turned into graft, greed, and corruption. And it's just, how can you make a profit in the corporate policy, you know, the fiduciary responsibility, you know, increase your shareholders' investment. And the board of directors, you know, when they became a person, the board of directors, no one goes to jail. They might pay a small pittance of the profits they made off these things that are damaging people for life. And who gives a damn?
You're
it's
right.
It's money, right?
All right, well, gentlemen, we're getting close to the end of the show time. I'm going to check. Susan or Steve in the chat room, do you have anything that you'd like to throw out there? Anything for Wayne before we close up? And Alan, do you have anything? Any last questions or anything you want to talk to him about?
No, just good talking to you, Wayne, after all these years of listening to you. Like I said, I've always found you pretty spot on. I'm probably going to start on Heart Drops myself. Now I'm 57. So, yeah.
Perfect. It warms my heart, Alan. It warms my heart. You'll be better than you are now. So that's just a great thing, and God bless you. It was great to meet all of you, and I hope I'll be back with you on the radio soon, and really enjoyed this, Doc. I appreciate it. Always makes my day, and it's always my pleasure. So thanks a million, and God bless everyone, and I hope lots of people are listening and that we can end up helping some people from tonight.
Oh, yeah, I think we're going to have a very happy marriage here with Strauss and Mike. I have two main companies, and they work together, Standard Process and MediHerb, and they're like Strauss. It's old family. It's doing things right, and they're not interested in just sales. They're interested in health. They are very particular, and so you'll see. I'll communicate some of that with you also. But thank you so much, Wayne. It has really been a pleasure, and everybody that I spoke to on your behalf, Melissa and Crystal, it was just wonderful people that have helped me, and I've still got some stuff coming in the mail tomorrow. So I'm going to go through a few bottles here and give a report every week on the radio. And, Wayne, you are welcome to come back anytime you would like. I'd love to have you back on. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more questions. I'll get us a better commercial, I promise. I apologize for my sloppy commercial today.
Well, that's fabulous, Doc. I love doing the shows, and I know we will do more together. We're right on the same track, and there's lots more. Geez, I've got stories till the cows come home, wonderful stories where people have been saved or helped. And so thank you again, and thanks for those kind words about our people, and I'll certainly pass that along, and I'll look forward to talking to you again sooner than later, folks.
All right, well, thank you so much, and head south. It's too damn cold up there.
Roger that.
Alan, Alan, thank you so much for being here and being a part of this. Susan, Steve, thank you guys so much. Susan said it was very informative, and she loved it, so that's great. And he said you can go to loveyourheartdrops.com and you tell it code 10, and that lets them know it's me, and maybe they throw a couple peanuts my way. But I'm taking the product right now, and we'll make sure we have to get some of this to all you guys out there, Alan and Susan and Steve, and make sure everybody gets a chance to try it too. So God bless everybody.
Pterodactyl friendly.
And but God bless you all with health and happiness. Thanks so much for being here. I hope that you found it as entertaining as we did. And I really appreciate the team and all you guys listening on all the many different networks. We're really blessed. So have a good evening, and we'll see you next week.
Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game. The way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last. On weak and shifting sand, I live by night and shun the naked light of day. And only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young.